Yo, it's the roll up. It's your favorite Uncle Silk.
And a sit-in today, TJ. How's everybody doing?
Oh man, just me and you here, bro.
I said that like I was live. I do the Double Price show live and I'm expecting an answer.
Yeah. So shout out, man. We here. We back. I mean, the people have a lot of questions. The roll-up isn't going to be the same. We got fanatics. We got fans that are wondering what's this going to be like. Of course, we're not ending it, so we're here to do a little explanation of what's going on with the network and our whole platform.
Yeah, definitely some changes coming. You know, like we said last week when we put out our decommit note, like the Big Three Roll-Up, as you know it, is coming to an end, but I mean, there's still going to be content. There's still different ideas that we're working on. The network's still going strong. You know, people have asked about different shows on the network. I mean, your favorite shows on the network are continuing. No, nothing's going nowhere. We got a lot of exciting stuff. I mean, there's still going to be some stuff coming out and maybe in a different form than people are used to. There may be some rebranding. There may be some changes. I'm not going to be doing this show every week. I just jumped on with Silk for this one, but may pop in here and there, maybe have some guest heavy stuff, may have some different directions we go. I want to feature a lot of stuff with the network and talk a lot about them, get those guys on and stuff. And so I don't know, change is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's weird, sometimes it's different, but a lot of
it's gonna be different. It's like changing Nightville, right? Now you turn on Fresh Prince, they didn't give us a warning. We just turned on the new season and it was like a new auntie. She was a different color and everything. Like, yo, this isn't the same lady. So of course there's gonna be some Berg fans, there's gonna be some Kev fans that aren't like excited about the change, but here we are, man. It's just business, right? Most of the moves that we're making, 99% of the moves we're making is intentions of growing the network and taking the business to a new level. Kev and Josh both have obligations towards whether it's 247 or Publix, where we couldn't take this platform or the Big Three Roll-Up as a show to the next level. And while 247 and Publix is their corporate jobs and main ways of feeding their family, this network and this podcast is mine. I want to take it to another level. When we talked about for the last couple of years, just about timing, investing more time into the podcast, or how do we get it to the next level? I just felt we was a little stagnant. So we had to make some changes. I think everybody's going to be pleased. Like I'm with TJ a little bit. We've been talking, not just us two. I've been talking to guys on the network. I want to involve the whole network in a new roll-up. I want to be a continual open door of all of us being able to use this platform. We have Stadium Miguel that speaks just to Florida. We have Double Fries that speaks just to Florida State. We have a Miami show that speaks just to Miami. I want this to be more of an open like platform we can use. Get back to our roots. We used to do a lot of interviews. I remember the last time we've done like great interviews. We just been kind of chilling, bringing on the guests here or there. We didn't do a whole culture project this offseason. So to me, it was just like a lot of things we were doing just getting a little stagnant, man. And we're getting a little complacent. And it's feeling like we had arrived. And I damn sure haven't arrived. So I just wanted to switch some things up a little bit.
Yeah, and what I will say on the Big Three Roll-Up, like, it was a heck of a ride, bro. Like, we literally dominated a market and did something that nobody else ever did. Got way bigger than I don't know. Like, I thought it would get big. I thought it would blow up. But, I mean, it got – I don't know. I mean, we did some great stuff on there, bro. Like, we threw a 500-person party in Orlando before – Miami, Florida, but like that was wild. Like when you think back on that stuff,
yeah, we've done some epic things, man. We've got in our fanhood and our fandom of this podcast have helped us get to those levels. And I think we owe an obligation to like we just got people that are following this. I understand like everybody's gonna be like not gonna miss the old format, but change. I like just ride with me a little bit. I think ever since we started this, we leveled up every year. Every time we made change, whether it was starting Stadium Miguel or Double Fries, or we brought Trey on at that time. I think every time we made moves, we leveled up our brand of content, our style of content, and the overall business. And me and TJ, that's what we're about to do. We're about to take the network to another level. We got some stuff cooking.
So talking on the network for just a minute, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff going on with the network that I think we want to get. I think we really want to feature those guys more on this show, on our platform. I'm not going to list every show. Maybe I'll do that later once I get the graphic up in front of me, because I just don't want to leave anybody out. But right. Man, there's so much good stuff going on with the network right now. And that is one direction I'm excited to kind of take this, is being able to boost those voices some. Hey, but all right, so that's enough serious talk for a minute. Like, we'll get into some other stuff here. I don't want to be all down in the dumps all day. But you were talking about Culture Project, bro. I got back on my juicing game. Remember that
Culture Project? I just seen you on the timeline. You added me and Doc on something. I was like, man, I haven't ran my juice in about a month. I've been slacking.
Been a minute, bro, for me too. It's been a long time, actually. But, like, it was awesome. Like, I'm making the whole family drink this. I'm feeding it to my one-year-old. I'm like, hey, get on this. Like, let's roll. So, I don't know if that's the cult, but yeah. So I'm going to give you a Culture Project right now. You got to get back on the juice this week.
I got to get back on my juice. Just building up the Kush House got me off of my extra vegan crazy diet of juicing and getting all that stuff going. So I'm getting back into my routine this week, getting a lot of rest. Just left the Cairo, you know, getting my body back in check. So I got that juice out ready to go, bro. I just got to go pick up me some veggies from Whole Foods in a little bit, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, when we had the baby, it was just like, I ain't got time to get all these veggies out, all this fresh food. You're just eating like crap. And I was like, all right, he's a year old. Like, let's get back on juicing and stuff. So
he's almost old enough to start picking up veggies, bro.
I mean, he eats carrots pretty good and eats different stuff. He eats better than I do. But we need to bring back a Culture Project. Like, I don't know, you know. Do a Culture Project with a different guest every week or something, or like assign it before, or so we'll figure it out. But
yeah, we'll switch it up. Some stuff we're gonna do away with because it's just like not natural. We got to get, of course, whatever we're bringing on, and just keep it, you know, just keep your eye out. We're gonna add some people to this thing. We're just shopping around. The interest is real. A lot of people hitting us up about the change and what we may be doing going forward. But like TJ was saying earlier, we got guys like Darian. Chill Takes, all the guys from that horror show, the Lateral Podcast, I think is very dope. 100 Sanford is fire. Steve is killing with interviews he's doing. I don't know how he getting half of these guests. I've been talking to Steve also about just helping us with producing in the background. Larry Young, Smoke, all the guys we got some talent on this network. And I want to use everybody's minds and make the Big Three roll up. Not Big Three roll up. It's gonna be different, but make that big show bigger than what it was. And you know what I'm saying, keep this thing, the train going.
Yeah, speaking of big, all right, let's talk about this. Talk about your birthday, man. Talk about moving on this weekend. Let's get into some fun with that stuff, because I was jealous the whole day watching on Instagram and everywhere else. Well, not Instagram anymore, but on Twitter the whole day.
Man, my best birthday ever, you know what I'm saying? I had some great birthdays as a child and all that stuff, but overall, my best birthday ever. A lot of people came in, family came in from out of town. Of course, we gave back to charity. Just the overall thing. Everybody showed up dressed, too. It was a black tie event. Everybody came fancy, went and bought nice suits. People bought tables. Just shout out to everybody that pulled up. Abba Verde performed. He's way cooler rapping than he is writing. I tell you that, bro. I didn't know who he was. I'm like, who is this guy?
I saw Greg there. I saw Greg decked out to the nines, bro. That jacket was...
It was cold.
I don't know if I could have pulled that off, but Greg did a great job with that
one. I had a rule, TJ, of hard bottoms only. Only two people wore tennis shoes. That was, shout out to my man Logan. He flew in from Oregon. Big Three Stripes. He flew in. He wore some Yeezys. And then Greg, he's a sponsor, so I allowed him to wear the J's or Air Force Ones, whichever one they were. But he was pretty dapper.
Yeah, you were talking about the performance there. You had a host. You had an MC. Raised a lot of money for charity. I mean – What all went on at the party? A lot of people saw and were at the first Kush House opening. How was this different? I mean, what kind of went on different? Not the same as that one.
Well, mainly the performances was the biggest difference. We had Trombone Wayne. He came with his band, a guy that I known from West Palm. We used to throw parties together when we was younger. Here now he travels the world. He's in Ibiza right now doing a show. He traveled the world doing weddings and bar mitzvahs. But he came in and hooked me up and did a performance. He performed with my man T-Row, another artist from Miami that I know. I've known him for forever, for like 15 years. He came through, a guy that's opened up for 2 Chainz, Wayne, Drake. He's been on the road a little bit, so he came and hung out with us. And the biggest thing, the art, we had Rebel last time for the grand opening at the other building. The biggest difference this time, we auctioned off the art to charity. So he painted Joe Hayden and he painted Dion. I had to go defensive back heavy because I'm a defensive back at heart. But both of those pictures came out marvelous. We auctioned them off, made some money. to give back to charity. My friend that bought the Joe Hayden picture ended up just giving it to me for a birthday gift. So I got quite the gift, man. The food was great. Shout out to Louis. We had some French style food. It was amazing. It was overall dope, man. I appreciate everybody that came out to just hang out with me, man. And you know,
was that your second favorite birthday? Besides when, or like that was first, but your second favorite birthday was when me and Dewey came out and hung out.
Oh, yeah. That was a fire birthday as well, man. Bro. Shout out to Dewey. Dewey showed up. Y'all boy showed us some liquor and shit. We had the Airbnb in Orlando. Similar vibes, but I ain't have an event. But family being in town, the Airbnb, all those vibes were pretty much the same, man.
That was at the Kush House. Talk to us about the new Kush House a little bit. Some of the stuff going on there. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in the works, a lot of stuff being planned.
Right.
I'm excited for that, like how we're going to kind of incorporate it with the network, how we're going to do different stuff with it, all kind of be on one page there. But talk to us about the Kush House.
So the Kush House is pretty much the network's visual content side of things. I already shot an interview with Tracy Howard, came in, a whole lot of Miami vibes, Miami chef, cooked a lot of Miami cuisine, did a sit-down interview, talked about his music, his father passing away, just life. So that's our vision of the Kush House. We're a venue space, photography studio, videography studio, podcast studio. We've had anything from meditation classes going on in there. We got a fashion show of this New York fashion company that's renting us out August 7th to throw their own fashion show. So we're a number of things, man. We got some boxing guys that are about to rent this thing out, do a boxing event in it. So the Kush House is going to be filled with a lot of different content, not just the big three content, but every time somebody rent our stuff out to do something, we're going to shoot that down and edit it as well. On Kush House TV is my vision of 24-hour programming eventually. You know what I'm saying? We're getting there. I got some videographers that's joining the team, a whole media group of guys that's going to be doing some editing for me. Shout out to my man Logan. He's joining the team as a partner. He got a lot of ideas with marketing. We want to get into some NIL stuff. Of course, we're taking our time with everything NIL because we don't know. It's so fresh and so new. But the Kush House is just the visual content. I think the future of content is visual. The podcast got us into the game, and we learned a lot. I even like when you do your visuals, whether we're using StreamYard or whatever we're doing. People want to see people. I think keeping people's attention is a little harder. Twitter, I think, is dying because Instagram, TikTok, and all these visual apps are taking over more than just typing good jokes. So I think visual content is the future. So I don't want to be left in the history books in the past.
Yeah, I think a lot of the guys on the network are doing a lot of visual stuff as well, whether that be to do a show visually. I know you guys have Stadium Gallup on YouTube, correct? You're doing a lot of little clips that I see coming out on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere. We obviously do our show live, and we've even talked with people on the network. Like, man, adding that visual content, you can always just rip the audio and throw it up on the iTunes. Like, that's really, really easy. But having that visual content, having people be able to, like you said, Kush House TV, like, tune in and, like, watch that content. I mean, there's enough going on the network, man. We probably get to, like, 12 hours out of the day.
Already. The thing about it is just the visual stuff slap different, especially when it's an experience, right? You're not just sitting down on the couch and we talking to them like it's Oprah and they leave. We have whether it's a sushi chef or hibachi chef come in and cook something, or if we're flying out, we're about to fly to Cali to shoot some stuff with Damian Barry. I don't want to get into the details of what we're doing, but we're going to fly out to Humboldt, you know, the Emerald Triangle in North Cali, shoot some stuff with him, some business he got going on outside of his football career, new beginnings. Like, most of these guys are doing new things. So we're going to go out there, shoot something, then fly him back into Orlando to the Kush House. So just experiences, man. We want to be ahead of the game. Since I started this, we started a podcast that there was nothing like it. Three rivalry fans talking on one show. We just want to be on cutting edge of everything, bro. We're not sitting around waiting on somebody else to start new ideas. Then we jump on the wave. The Big Three Roller Network trying to start our own waves and stay ahead of the waves. And like you said, the young guys that we have, all the guys that are doing visual content, I listen to the kids, man. Chris. Darian, all these guys that are utilizing, shout out to Alec that's working Stadium Miguel's TikTok. Those guys understand like how to grow things, and I think the future is all visual stuff. So I want to lean on that heavy in the rest of 2021 and going forward.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like even like the old heads, like they understand that. Like I watched I watched a clip the other day of the Dan Patrick show, and it was a highlight of Dan Patrick interviewing Matt Damon. It was like 26 seconds, and he put it out, because that's about all that people's attention span is. Like, I just, you know, I've clipped interviews that people have given where they're talking about Jameis or talking about this guy or that guy, and it's 2.5 minutes, and nobody cares. Nobody's got 2.5 minutes to watch your video. They want to see a quick hitter. They want to see a graphic. They want to see a TikTok. They want to see something in like 30 seconds and go. And so I was watching.
All you want to see. Oh, no, go ahead. Finish.
I would say I was watching you guys' when you were doing buy and sell this week on how many yards Emory was going to run for. It was a quick answer. Like, you gave yours, Dan gave his, Nick gave his, and then like move on. Like, nobody cares for you to talk for 14 minutes about that, bro. Like, just move and go. And that, right. I mean, that's just kind of the society we live in. Like, people want that stuff. Great. You know, quick, fast, easy, pause. But anyway, they want that stuff at their fingertips. I mean, there's a place in a time. Sorry, I'll shut up in a minute, but there's a place in a time for that long winded, you know, interview like you do with Tracy, like, but where you're sitting down, like having that conversation with people, getting to know them on a deeper level, you know, like there's definitely that time and place for that too.
Yeah. Well, the series I'm doing with, like I started with Tracy Howard, it's called Elevated Conversation. So of course, like, we had the Kush out. So the Kush is big. All the interviews and all the content won't be the same. That's just one particular interview I'm doing. Elevated Conversation is predicated around retired guys, guys that aren't in the league no more. They're doing other things to make money. And we want to just talk about some other stuff other than football. So we'll start with their football careers, and then we'll move on to real life stuff. And I just think the visuals of, like, looking at I Am Athlete with Fred and all those guys, Crowder, seeing they calling it a podcast, but I'm like, that ain't no damn podcast. That's a television show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what they're doing is not a podcast. So I was just like, okay, if that's where it's going, I'm not one to sit back and just want to just fall back into the wayside and like I've made it and this is just it. I want to compete with the guys that I Am Athlete or whoever else is making content. I think I have the resources and the talent around me to compete with any and everybody. So if they got fire visuals on that's looking glass, I got a mural, I got a building, get some guys around me, and let's try to, you know, get it out the mud a little bit.
I don't know how this popped in my head. This is the most random question ever. How did you come up with the design for the Kush House? Like the flamingo, I mean, it's iconic, right? Like, you notice it immediately.
Right.
You know, obviously, I always loved the State of Florida Big Three roll-up sign, that logo that we had. Like, just, it's so, like, recognizable. How'd you come up with that?
Women, you know, you listen to the women. So, like, every woman that would come, we did the very first mural, and I had him add flamingos into the big mural, right? We had to redo the one from the old Kush House. So when I put some changes in it, I had him add flamingo. Every girl that came would say, whether it was my wife, my daughter, any woman that walked in the building, like, I love those flamingos. So I was just like, bro, everybody come. Even the flamingo in the front lobby, we had him incorporate some flamingos in there, not thinking we're going to brand our company with it, just to do it because it's so Florida. But everybody kept mentioning the flamingo, and I was like, yo, women are
they're the movers, bro. They're the ones that make the movers. Happen.
Yeah. I was like, we got to make that flamingo our logo and our thing going forward. It's so Florida. Of course, you got the Florida Lotto. You got some other people that have used like a flamingo as a logo, but we got our own twist on it, and we're in a different business than the Lotto, of course.
I love the light, or like the beginning of every video where the flamingo kind of flickers. Yeah, yeah. Like kind of like a bar light or whatever is obviously what you think of. Can people get, I mean, I'm asking this, I'm not like, this is going to sound like an interview question, but I really just don't know the answer. Is there a place that people can get merchandise? Cause like, that's pretty
good. Working on it, man. So like the flamingo, what we're working on with the merch is like this. So it's going to be every mural in the place is going to be a t-shirt, and it's going to be merch. So the Kush House mural, the main mural, and of course the lobby mural, all those murals would be shirts, but the flamingo logo and the flamingo merch is gonna be a separate line of high-end merch. So we've been sourcing like t-shirts. We want to touch fabric. The polos, we kind of came with some answers. I'm wearing one now. So we got golf polos and we got the right fabric and the stitching and everything for it. But we want to switch some things up, man. Those flamingo shirts are gonna be going like $100 a piece.
Oof.
You know, like the hats would be like same thing, like Ed Hardy type stuff. We'll have regular Kush House stuff that people could buy that's more affordable, the $25 dad hats, you know, the regular t-shirts. But the flamingo line, what we're looking for is a more high-end stuff, man. We're just trying to do some business, man. That's it.
That flamingo's hard, though. I might need like a family discount on that, but
no. You should employee discount. We business partners. I could work something out for you.
$79 or something, bro. Like my limit. So
no, I got you.
We talked a little bit about the network. I want to shout out some of the different pods on the network. Obviously, there's some change. There's some different stuff going on, but man, our network guys are really solid. I mean, everybody knows about the big, you know, Sam and Gale, Double Fries, Hunter Sanford is new. So, like, you know, I don't think we need to explain.
They are really good. I'm glad, like, they're on our team. Being able to find talent guys like that just fishing on Twitter is amazing. Yeah. But those guys are really good. I don't have to teach them a whole lot. Just throw them little pointers here and there, but they're professionals.
Yeah, they're fun, too. Like, they get the rivalry. They get the show. They get how to, like, kind of talk enough smack to get things going, but also, like, understand that we're all working together. We all got the same goals, right? So, like those guys a lot. You mentioned Chris and Darren. Those guys are awesome. The Chris show, like he basically just talks about every single thing that happens.
He's TMZ,
Darren, bro. But when something happens, he does a show real quick. Like he's ready at all times. Chill Takes is really good. Darren does a lot of NFL, NBA content, a lot of Jags heavy stuff. Does a lot of NBA, obviously in the off season now. But I mean, even that's getting cranked up. You see, they're trying to get. Who are we gonna? All right, let me pause on the network real quick. But who's gonna be our third star in LA to help us win this title next year? You think we get Dame or Westbrook?
Dame makes the most sense. I think Westbrook and LeBron may throw punches if they get on the same team.
Westbrook's gonna shoot us out of a lot of games if he comes there, bro.
Yeah, I want Dame. I'm a big Westbrook fan, but I don't see him and LeBron meshing. I think he needs the ball in his hand to get off and do his thing, man. I think Dame is a role. He'll play his role with LeBron.
Right. I think he understands that he's not the number one guy. What about Paul? Have you seen Chris Paul? Have you seen that rumor? Paul. I'm very mixed on that. Yeah.
I wasn't a Laker fan when Laker fans very, very first got their hopes up for Chris Paul. But as a new Laker fan, I don't want to get my hopes up. I would like Chris Paul as well. Hopefully Chris Paul want to take a pay cut and come play with Dame as well. Like everybody take a little cut.
Oh my gosh. Now that'd be sick. Those four. You might be able to just play 4-on-5 with those. I mean,
you can,
that'd be nasty, bro. But Chill Takes, Darren does a great job there.
I want to get Darren me and him been talking But I want those guys to be regulars on the show, if not just like, you know what I'm saying, very heavily involved with the new structure, what the Big Three roll up looks like, or the roll up, whatever we call it. I want those guys. I think they're very talented. You know, I want them to be involved. Like, yeah, listen to the kids, bro. They know some shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's been instrumental in like what we've tried to do with.
And they're grown as men. I'm just talking about younger generation.
The younger generation, yeah, not us washed guys. They still have they still go out and party and stuff. I would think. Right. I mean, Chris is in Vegas. I know he's going out partying. So, know it some. You mentioned that with Steve. Steve is like a baby Big Three roll up, right? Like with some of the guests that he's getting, man. Like he gets relevant, important guests on a ton. I like Steve just like on a personal.
I like that he beeps stuff out.
That's amazing. That's
wild to me. I thought I was listening. I heard the beeps. I was like, yo, Steve's probably the only show on the network that don't allow cursing, but I like it.
I also like Steve's humility. Like Steve just like as a hard worker, like, hey, I'm just here to get better. Like I'm just here to help y'all grow, do whatever I can to get better. Obviously we had a couple of alcohol podcasts. I do Bourbon on a Budget. Tilly and Matt from Bay Cannon do cold beer here.
Shout out to my guys, man.
Where we basically just get on the show. I mean, again, kind of taking his roots from where it started. We just get on the show and drink and talk about it. So it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're drinking on a show. Nah, I mean, I guess you could do it. I guess you could do it, but who else? We got you talked about Hunter Sanford. Oh, Zen, sensational. I don't know how to describe his show. Like it's like a baby Joe Rogan, bro. Like he just talks about anything and everything. Gets different guests on, people on the network, off the network. He was really big in he played in bands for half his life, so he's going definitely a music direction here in the next couple of weeks. He told us. Zin, I mean, everybody knows Chris Zin, right? Like everybody's been mean by him. Everybody's,
right. He's a famous meme guy. If you don't know who he is, he's the one that's putting everybody on gifs and shit.
Right. He's trolled all of us with the memes.
So he's like a fucking terrorist. That's what he is. they're working on, I don't know if this is on our network. I would love for it to be on our network because I want some pro shows. But him and Ryan working on a Bucks show.
That could be fun. We got some good Bucks connections. We had Brad Johnson on the show last week with Double Fries. I mean, he'd be a good guest. Obviously,
bro, we need, if Tom is hot right now, they won a Super Bowl. Like, it makes sense for us. Like, I want a Jags, a full-time Jags show, because Darian covered the Jags as well.
He could do a Jags show.
I want big Jags coverage this fall just because you got Trevor and Tom, bro. We get attach our wagon to all that hype.
And Urban and Tebow.
Come on.
Like, set up. Makes sense.
And I mean, you're Miami. Miami right. Set up like the big. That's the. I don't want to give up the new roll up, but on the new roll up, we're gonna definitely cover a lot of NFL, bro.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's just the time to do it, right? Like 4 or 5 years ago, when all of us stunk, like who wanted to talk about that? But now every team, you know, you get Brady out of the Dolphins division, and they think they have a chance, and then right. Put Brady into my division, and obviously we are hot, and then you know, Urban and Trevor and everybody else in Jacksonville makes that. A lot of it
makes
fun.
Sense. I'm ready to get my Jacksonville lies off. I got something I've been writing down all summer.
What else is on here? The Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Review Podcast. That's probably like, I don't know. Like, I obviously you like Steve McGill, I like Double Fries, but like that's probably like the best show on the network. Like, those guys are incredible. Like, right. And they're not sports. The reason they're the best is because their content's evergreen. Like, you just like their content's. They're reviewing shows and movies and stuff, horror stuff, and you could listen to episode one all the way up until the last episode.
Yes, it's like not time sensitive. That's the best part.
Timeless. Yeah, yeah, man. And they do a good job, man. They've got some shows that are up over like 25,000 listens. I think our highest we ever got to was around 20. So, I mean, they bring it, bro. Like, like I said, I've told this to other people. Like, I'm not a big horror guy. You watch horror movies?
Oh, no, I'm terrified of horror movies.
No, I don't watch any horror. But I've seen some horror movies. Like, I've seen Jaws.
I was surprised that Jaws is a horror movie. That took me by surprise. I was like, okay, I've seen some horror movies in stomach Jaws.
I've probably watched like 10 or 12 things. I listen to all the ones that they watch. But if you're into horror movies, you're into, you know, any kind of big movie like that. Like Psycho. Like, everybody's seen like 1950s Psycho, you know, like, I don't know. The Lateral, also by a couple of guys on that network, Michael Settle and Dustin Franklin. I like theirs too because they talk a lot about the history of college football. Like, they broke down the 2007 season. They have talked about like different Heisman winners. They're going to talk about conference expansion and what that might look like in the future. But their stuff is not, it's also not time sensitive. It's very much history and future of college football. And like what happens today or tomorrow doesn't really matter. Right. Like, you know, you can listen to theirs whenever. And then
that's a great podcast for Miami listeners though.
That part's not going to change for the roll up, bro. Yeah. Everything's on VHS for them. So it's perfect. And then the last one I got right here, unless I miss somebody and I'll look through real quick while you're talking about, tell the people a little bit about the Smoke Show podcast, Smoke Screen
with Smoke, man. That's, man, it's probably my favorite one. That's not my podcast on the show. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's like affirmation stuff. He just give like what's on his mind. Some of them like 5 minutes. They could be 20 minutes. But he just like have these thoughts and like rabbit holes that he go down and just talk about just life shit. It could be some shit in the news, whatever it could be. Smoke. I think Smoke is very talented and different. And look at things from a different angle, man. So just dope, bro. If you haven't listened to Smoke Screen yet, definitely check that out. He had an episode with the fragrance guy a little while ago that I thought that was fire.
Yeah.
Just different style of stuff, man.
We got a lot of people on this network that aren't on shows, and a lot of people that help out like kind of on the backside of things, kind of unseen. I don't know if we'll. I don't want to shout everybody out because I don't want to miss anybody. But I will shout at least one person out. Spencer has some stuff popping off. Like, Spencer he's the most unofficial official part of the network ever because he doesn't do a podcast. He probably should. Like, I feel like he could do a Big Meat podcast. But Spencer's got stuff popping off with NIL. I saw he's going to be a sponsor on a radio channel like coming up here. Like, I can't believe Spencer blowing up bigger than any of us.
Hey, Mobile Talk, man. Hey, man, that's my protege right there. I love Spence, man. This is the energy. Like you say on the back end, bro, he helped us out with like whether it's running social media, Steve McGill. He sponsored segments. He also sent me a free security system to the Kush House. So I got free security and monitoring service and all that stuff, man. Just a overall, just great dude. And like you said, on the behind the scenes, we've already shot out. Logan's kind of on the scene with us now, though. But Logan, another guy behind the scene that's just been helping us grow this thing from day one. So to get him involved in the trenches for real now, as a potential partner and working with us, man, his access and his resources could take us through the roof as well. So I think who else? Alec does some things with us. My brother Trey helps me out a ton with editing and business stuff. Man, just so much going on. There's a lot of business. Like, and the biggest thing about all of this, bro, just it's so much going on, and people just think we just show up and talk. When this is a lot, this is a big business. There's a lot of turns, man. It's a lot of moving parts. Me and TJ wear a lot of hats. So any help is like, I'm glad he brought the guys behind the scene, because all those guys' help is huge, man, because we don't have payroll to pay a million people or to do half the shit that we need done, man. So shout out to all them guys.
Yeah, there's so many. Like I said, I don't want to start listing everybody, but, you know, there's definitely guys that help out with, like my guy Harlan helps out a ton with producing the Double Fry show so that I don't have to. My guy Brian does a lot of edits for the network, like the one that you could see now, this new little roll up thing in the top left corner. If you're watching, if you're listening, you got to go find it somewhere. But I mean, there's just so many people that do so much on the back end. I think about Ed Kennedy. He shares every single thing we've ever put out. He helps with Double Fries and stuff like that. But there's like a million people like that. I remember Craig. Craig's always been there, like day one supporter. I think he was more heartbroken than anybody when the note came out last week.
It was so hard, bro. I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not an easy decision. It's not a decision that I made. I know there are people out there that have that thought that I came up with this whole idea myself. No, I agreed to some things. I don't want to get into the details of it. But it was just necessary, and I get why people, like, some DMs about people saying, yo, this helped me get through suicide or through pandemic. And I get it. We're going to keep this thing going. I don't ever plan on shit. I podcast for a living. I do. I've been saying that for a while now. I haven't just started saying I do this for a living. I don't take it as a joke or a hobby. This is how I feed my family. I love what I do. And my goal is to elevate the content every single time, man. So trust me. Just trust the new product. Trust what we got going forward. Like I said, we have never leveled down. We leveled up every time we made some changes.
Speaking of people that work behind the scenes, obviously, since we missed last week and other things, we've had some people like you talked about, Spencer, support us financially. We, you know, Brunt, Greg and them, big coverage, Anthony up there with Bennett. Let's shout out those guys real quick. They missed an episode. Well, I guess Bennett, I don't know exactly where we are with Bennett just yet, but
yeah, Bennett started back for the fall season. Yeah.
We can shout out Greg. I mean, I don't know if you want to hit an ad read or not, but shout out those guys and we'll give them some props too. Like I said, Greg was at your party. Spencer's got a million things going on. Anthony's going to jump back on with us soon. But I mean, we really couldn't do a lot of the things that we want to do and that we're able to do without those guys too. So they get their name mentioned on the show, but and then their product and their service, but those are behind the scenes guys too. Like, we couldn't do this without them for sure.
You know, I got real relationships with those guys. So it's not just like podcasting and pay me to advertise your stuff on the show. So before the streets heard about what was going on with the roll up, I called both of those guys or any sponsors that we had just to put them in the loop of what was going on. They get it. They know what's going on. They in the fold. They don't know the new changes that are being made, but they reassured me that, yo, we rocking with the roll up going forward, whatever you guys got going. We on that boat. And Greg kept telling me, I don't know if it was the tequila, the champagne we was giving it. He was hanging out with my little nephew, Noah. I don't know if Noah sold him, Logan sold him. But by the time my man Greg left the other night, Saturday night, bro, shout out to his wife as well. Just great people, bro.
They are for sure. Bro, I get somebody texts me every week asking what Greg Brunt's phone number is. And they're like, no, not that phone number. 589.
Real phone number.
Yeah. How's it go?
954-589-2204.
Right. They want his cell phone. They're like, no, I want the real phone number. And if you're on, I mean, you know, if you're on the network or you've been with us for a little bit, like, I'll give out Greg's cell phone number too. But if you're not like that, like, just call him real quick for car insurance, home insurance, all that stuff. I'm insured. Everything's through Greg now. Like, I finally got everything switched over.
Same here, man. Bro. Business insurance, everything. Brandinsurance.com is how you want you to really move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Visit the website. That's a quick little ad read and a real read. We ain't gotta just do advertisement. Like Greg is somebody we deal with, not just for like business, but just a cool dude. Great people. Yeah.
I can't stand when people do commercials and ad reads and you know that they've never used that product in their whole life. Like that is, you know, now, I mean, if some big, huge, like Coca-Cola wants to sponsor us, bro, like I'll pretend like I'm drinking a Coke, you know, like that's cool. But
I actually drink it.
But I actually use Greg's service for everything. Like I use car insurance. My home is insured through Greg. Like when we rent, like everything was through Greg. And then I eat Spencer beef jerky too, bro. Like,
that's why
I know you don't. The salsa. You get the salsa.
I've had the meat before.
Right. Pause.
Before I went on this meatless journey, I'm trying to get him to make like some fish jerky, but I don't think that's like doable. So I'll leave him alone.
Yeah, that'd be tough, I feel like. Yeah. You could maybe do like alligator jerky. Might be expensive. I don't know. Just salsa.
Salsa is the bag. The sauce is amazing. By the way, I think the sauce is better than the beef jerky if I had to pick one.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the beef jerky by any means. They got a bourbon flavor one. It's amazing. Like, I love it. That's right up my alley. But the salsa, bro, we opened. And the problem is, I need
my mama thought that salsa was out of Publix. Like, yeah, I saw my dad the last jar. She went to Publix, like, I can't find that salsa you gave your daddy. I'm like, mama,
it's in Virginia. The only problem with the salsa is like that little tiny container. So we pop that open, that thing's gone.
Gone.
Like that's same one night. Sitting. There ain't no way that's making it to the next night. That's
if it does make it to the next morning, I'm like throwing it in like, like
on my omelet or whatever I'm
something,
making.
Something, bro. Yeah. I'm throwing it in some type of food or something, man. For sure.
So it's Big Me, obviously the code. I mean, I'll say that just so it makes it a little more official with Spence. But his NIL deal is dope. Like featured in the Athletic and everything else. I mean, I know when he started making beef jerky, he didn't think that was going to happen. Like a UF football player, but I mean, that's just what you do. You just keep working until this stuff happens. Like that's a dream come true for him, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Spence has a great job. Like he runs a whole security system, little branch or whatever. Yeah. He has a great job, but if he could fucking turns into like Slim Jim. You know, if he could become some great beef jerky guy, then why not? Like, I like the ambition. I like, you know what I'm saying, guys. Like, he just took a risk of, hey, yo, can I send you guys some free jerky?
Yeah.
And we was like, yeah, send us some free jerky. The jerky was good. And we just kept fucking with it from there. Like, you know, I like people that just, you know, shoot their shot and then just keep betting on themselves, man. Like, it's beautiful. That's what America's about, right?
Yeah. And that's a good tip for anybody else who's listening or watching or whatever. Like, if you want to send us some free stuff, like we'll definitely take it. Just hit the DMs and
holler at me.
You know, if it's good, we'll tell people about it. If it's not, then we'll just lie to you and say that, you know, it was all right. So, no, Spencer's the man. Appreciate those guys, all those guys behind the scenes that are kind of working on stuff. Hey, I've got one more thing, and then we kind of talk about anything else you want to talk about and get out of here. I didn't want to make this super long, just kind of give people an update. A lot of people have asked about this, and I don't have a great answer for you just yet, but a lot of people have asked about Same Energy Sunday. And I don't know exactly, just to kind of give everybody an update, I just don't know yet. I don't know exactly how that's going. I think it's gonna
Same Energy Sunday. I'm not going away. I created that show. You know, I had ideas like, yo, we need, you know, I heard the comment Same Energy. That was a big thing that year we made that show. Keep that same energy. And I think that was like a little thing on Twitter for everybody. So I created that show, like, yo, we have a show where people talk shit all the time. They come back Sunday or if it's, they want to talk shit to me because I've been talking shit.
People still say that. Like, that's still a thing. Like, you better keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy. So, like, I'm not doing away with, like, just great ideas. That's not what I create great ideas to change things in the culture, whether it's media or what we're doing. But we do things to set trends, and we're going to keep that shit going. So it may be a little different, but, yeah. See me Sunday morning. bring your hungover ass to the roll up.
I'm already looking at the schedule. And don't see me Sunday morning.
Week one.
We play on Sunday night though, so I'd be cool doing a Sunday morning that week. That'd be cool.
I could do two episodes. I could get Miami shit off first because Miami could probably beat them by 100, and then I can just do a pop up show like my man Chris. I just wake up at midnight. I think I'll get your ass when we do a quick little show.
The only thing that's redeeming about week one is that we won't get embarrassed as bad as Bama did. Like, because Notre Dame always blow, you know, like we're going to lose, but at least we don't have to play Alabama. I mean, we haven't been the same since we played Alabama.
Right. And both us and Miami got Alabama. I like where we at with Bama. I don't got us penciled down as a win right now because we ain't close enough to the season. But once week one kick off, I have that as a W. But right now, I don't have that as a win. But I got that as a really good game, man. I think we always, Dan Mullen's going to always move the ball. I think the scrambling quarterback is something Nick hates. So I think it's going to be a good game. But
I think you guys are monster. I think you got, yeah. I mean, you never feel good, like good about it. But like, I think you guys are set up to, I mean, you guys made it a game last year, you know, I mean, it was one possession at the end. Like, I don't know. I mean, you're getting Bama. I mean, you'd rather get Bama week three than week 12, right? And you'd also rather get them with a brand new quarterback that's not really seen that. I mean, they're playing two nobodies to start the year, right? Like, I forget who else in Miami, but
my biggest hangup is like, I think this year with Emory, we got to be able to run the ball. Last year, we couldn't run the ball at all, but we was able to live off of Kyle Trask having a historical season.
Yeah, you Pitts and Tony and those weapons and stuff like that.
Right. I think we still got weapons, but I think he's not a prolific passer. So I think we're going to have to run the ball because that's his strong suit. And that's what Dan Mullen wants to do anyway. I mean, I don't know if our offensive line could move shit yet. I got to see it first.
Florida State's offensive line really, really struggles with pass blocking. But in run blocking last year, they were pretty good. How is your, like, run blocking versus pass blocking?
Our pass pro was good. I mean, our pass pro was good. I'm not going to say it was great, but we didn't have a lot of issues. We had some whiffs from guys like DeLance. Like, considering how bad they were, we still, like, our pass pro was pretty clean.
Yeah.
For the most part. But run game is just horrific. Like, we just never created no space all season. Never really got any push. We did get push. It was from guys that were back. Cause I don't want to get into benching DeLance and firing Hevesy. I could do that because I got time. But I just got to see the offensive line play progress, man, develop. Right now, Hevesy looking crazy. So I can't hitch myself on having like a 10-win season yet.
Yeah, Florida State's offensive line, I want to say, was second. Florida State running backs had more yards before contact than any other.
That's nuts.
Right. And as bad as they were in pass pro, like as much as they got the quarterback's kill, and like even if you take out Jordan Travis, I think they were first with Jordan Travis. If you take out like his runs, because you're going to have a lot of yards before contact when you're running the option, you take out his runs, they were still like second in the ACC and last in pass pro. Like, how do you – how are you so bad at one? And then how's it flipped when you drive 2 hours down the road? How's it flipped where the, you know, one side can't run and the other side can't? I don't know. But I don't know. I think we're going 5-7. Like, I don't have that same energy.
So that's a good season for y'all.
I mean, it's an improvement.
I got to start like 3.
Please, man. I mean, it could happen, but maybe we could pull an upset or something. I was just hoping that Miami would be down, but I think that's going to be a tough one. At least it's late in the year.
I don't know what to expect. I can't wait to get back into like the Big Three talk again and whatnot. But I don't know what to expect from Miami as a program this year. De'Eric's back, but I don't think they have a pass rush. Not really believing in De'Eric like that or the offense. I don't think they ended the season in a positive manner where I'd be hopeful about what's coming back. The receivers can't separate. They got issues there still.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's saving grace to me is that their schedule is terrible outside of that first game against Alabama. I mean, they play – I mean, obviously, it could happen any game, but they play App State. They play – I don't even know who CCSU is.
All of the games for them. We say that, but
yeah,
all the games, the games for them. We say that every year, and then they get in dogfights with these random small programs.
7-5, 8-4 every year.
Right on.
So yeah, I got them at 8-4. I got them at 8-4. I got 6-6 for us.
You just added a win. You just said 5-7. Now you at 6-6, Todd.
Yeah, Kush is big. So
yeah. You're still in my shit, bro. That's what I say.
Now I can't predict a losing season. If I'm doing official predictions, I got 6-6 for us, 8-4 for them, 9-3 for y'all. I feel like that's decent. Yeah,
sounds about right. Right now, I got us at about 9-3.
I mean, anything could go either way, but, you know, it's tough when you got Bama. It's tough, you know. Y'all's schedule is much tougher than Well, no, our schedule's tough. Clemson.
I like our schedule this year. Even with Bama being, I just like our schedule. I don't think LSU is very good. Georgia and Bama are games that's going to determine our season.
Yeah. The way I typically see those going down is I think you'll beat LSU, probably lose. You know, I'd pick Georgia and Bama, and then, like, I don't know. There's always just, like, one weird game, like Kentucky or Missouri or something like that, like where people just don't show up, or I don't know. It's hard to predict, like, who's going to lose that. But outside of that, I mean, you all really shouldn't lose any games except for maybe those two. So I could see 10-2. I could see 11-1. But, like, you know, the run game has to get going. Like, Emory has to just be it. Do you think there's – I mean, you talked a little about this on Stadium and Gale. We'll talk about this, and like I said, if you have anything else, we get out. Do you think Richardson plays some? Or you think it's just – you think it's Emory's all the way?
Yeah, I think Richardson does play. It's hard for me to predict the workload because I thought Emory would have more workload last year, being that him and Kyle Trask playing style was so different. I don't know what Richardson's workload would be, but I expect to see him in definitely in some garbage time. They're going to get him in. I think they're different running style quarterbacks. They both scramblers, but obviously AR is a better athlete and more explosive and can take it to the crib anytime he breaks the pocket. So that's the biggest difference. And he's a bigger body that could take some damage. But I expect to see him, but not a whole lot. I think Dan Mullen loves seniors, and he's going to do the politically correct thing.
You guys, fortunately, I mean, have an upper hand here too. Miami has to play Alabama first. We have to play Notre Dame first. You guys get the Fighting Willie Taggarts first, and then coming down to Tampa, I'm going to that game at USF. Two games that, like, man, Florida, if they don't win them both by 30, it's a problem, right? Like, you know, those should be absolute blowouts, maybe even more for the Willie Taggarts. But get some tune-up games. Anthony, you'll probably get some time and some reps in there with that for that against them. That way, if something did happen and he did need him for Bama, like, he'd have some live bullets that he's thrown. I mean, nothing gets you ready for Bama, but
Anthony's going to get in there and do something stupid and really going to just cause, like, the fan base to go crazy. Like, he's gonna go, like, run, like, scramble for, like, 80 yards on, like, his first play, and then the fan base is gonna go nuts. And then we may have some, like, oh, he may start type shit. But yeah, I expect him to see him go nuts on FAU, get some playing time on USF, go nuts a little bit. But he's just gonna be the backup until next year.
Yeah,
but that's really Emory really shit the bed.
Right, he's gotta, like, lose the job more than Richardson coming taking it. So. Mark, you got anything else? And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the changes. Stay tuned with more changes coming. I mean, I think we're going to, like I said, I don't plan on being on this next week, but I think you'd do a show next week and just keep rolling, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Find a way to do it next week. Yes.
Yeah. I'll be back next week. I'll do a show next week. We'll keep it rolling. I'll stay as transparent as I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get into, like, we can't get into, like, every little detail of our business because, you know, like, some of this stuff is, like, we're friends, you know? So, like, we won't just be throwing craziness out there. So we'll be as transparent as we can what's going on with business. I'm ready to keep podding. I'll see y'all next week. Keep rolling with the roll-up. We out you a little bit. Let's take it to a new level, man. It's a new roll-up.
Let's go. You got a song to get out of here with? First song of the new
why
show.
Why not? Let me see what I got in my archive. What I've been listening to. I don't go too crazy. What I got on here? Let me get damn. let me get Benny the Butcher, 1996.
All right. Well, like I said, I won't see you next week, but you'll see somebody else next week with Uncle Silk, and we'll roll from there. But we're out.
We out, you. It's the roll up.
Rest in peace, Shingun Black. Rest in peace, Lil Damo. Hey, yo, niggas always ask me, like, why I'm always talking that street shit. I say I rap like this cause I'm trying to keep you out of prison. Real shit. Fuck the radio, I'm trying to keep you out here living, my nigga. You gotta listen, my nigga. Telling you the truth.
these are the real surprise.
If it don't affect us, we never pay much attention. We busy, stuck in our ways, still slaves of tradition. Boys to men quick, cause we was raised in a system. Worshipping false gods from a made up religion. Most of my close friends caught felonies in their teens. You either in or out, it's never no in between. Never wanted much, just longevity for the team. Coulda went to Howard, funny my specialty was the fiends. Gold on my neck, that's what they expect from us, we kings. Got your bitch for a pet, she just wanted to please. When she around, we don't talk checks, numbers and things. That's family business, we don't address none till she leave. When you a hustler, ain't nothing ever how to reach. When I count a milli up, that's when I'm asleep. Word. Until then, I gotta seek for who got it cheap. I heard they 21 in Atlanta just like Dominique Wilkins. Sometimes friends turn to foes. I can make halves turn to hoes. I pray my ideas turn to gold. These the confessions of a burning soul. The mirror tell me that I'm turning old. Stress on me, the street shit done turned us cold. Movie shit, I had to earn a role. These the confessions of her. These the confessions of her. You only the realest when I'm not in the room. My mother always told me not to assume. Real shit. And I got this far by in the rules. A block with a groove, a Glock pot and a spoon. I know she worried when I don't call her for weeks. Caught in the streets, I think about her falling asleep. Her oldest dead, her youngest locked up, calling to speak. She taught it to me, so she know it's a part of the streets. Fatherless seeds grow up to be robbers and thieves. Bloodthirsty killers with a carnivorous greed. Street chronicles, we honorable thieves. We started off copping coke, hope we don't end up getting conjugal V's. Real shit, you already know what I'm into. Real things, that's what real men do. I put a mask on my face if my rent due. I'm just happy I don't look like what I've been through. Sometimes friends turn to foes. I can make halves turn to hoes. I pray my ideas turn to gold. These the confessions of a burning soul. The mirror tell me that I'm turning old. Stress on me, the street shit done turned us cold. Movie shit, I had to earn the role. These the confessions of her. These the confessions of her.
This is a true story of extreme violence, brutality.